AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Doctors Without Borders says at least 19 people were killed, three of them children. Their clinic was attacked by bombs. The group says all indications point to the bombing being carried out by international coalition forces. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the military is investigating.
The U.S.-led coalition says an American airstrike in Kunduz may have caused collateral damage to a medical facility and that a probe has begun into what Pentagon Chief Ash Carter calls a tragic incident. Doctors Without Borders is demanding an explanation into what it describes as an abhorrent attack that violates international humanitarian law.
And Doctors Without Borders also says another 30 people are missing. As Catholic bishops get ready for a meeting on how to do a better job to reach out to gay, divorced, and more traditional Catholic families, the Vatican has fired a priest who says he is gay. The AP's Colleen Barry reports Father Christoph Haramsa had planned to go public at a news conference at the Vatican, but moved it to Rome after he was fired.
He was joined by his companion, identified only as Edward. He told reporters that the timing of his disclosure was not related to the bishop's meeting on the family, but said he hoped it might add a Christian voice to the synod that is expected to address how the church can better minister to the homosexual faithful.
Haramsa has been fired from his job at the Vatican, but remains a priest. Torrential rains are soaking South Carolina, washing out roads, flooding streets, and leading officials in Charleston to close streets to oncoming traffic. The historic district there was almost entirely shut down. Four more bodies have been pulled from a mudslide in Guatemala. 30 people have died. There are fears hundreds more may be buried in the rubble. Outside of Chicago, a car crashed through the front doors of a church that was hosting a food donation drive. Six people are in the hospital outside Chicago. The injuries are not considered life-threatening. This is AP Radio News. In New Jersey, storms dislodged an entire house from its pilings.
The 2-to-3-story house is now sitting in the bay just behind neighbor Joe Clifford's home. He says the owner was not there when it floated away Friday night.
It was like the world was ending last night when all this was happening. The tide was up, 60-mile-an-hour winds. We knew the house broke loose, and then it come floating by, hitting decks and just crunching them.
And he says the house did even more damage as it floated by.
Hit my boat, sunk it, capsized an 18-foot Aquasport, capsized that boat.
Clifford says this storm did more damage than Sandy did 3 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Health officials in Wyoming are confirming the state's first recorded case of human rabies. A woman may have been exposed by a bat. Officials in Wyoming have not released her health status, but they say rabies is a serious deadly illness once it develops. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.